3, 2, 1. Hey, how's it going out there, Ingus Brazil? This is Bruce, Uncle Bruce, they call me. And I'm here with Lee Anderson. And today we're with Simply Economics. And today we're going to talk about Bitcoin. Is that right, Lee Anderson?
Hey, guys, how's everybody doing? Yeah, that's right. We're going to talk about this Bitcoin. What is that? Where it comes from? What does it eat? Or do we eat it? Let's go into it.
Cool. So let's start off. This is going to be like a little interview. We're going to talk about questions and answers here. So I'm going to start off with the first question is, what is Bitcoin? Lee Anderson.
Okay. So Bitcoin is what we call a cryptocurrency.
Okay. What is cryptocurrency?
Okay. So it's basically a file. You know, it's a file that people are now using to exchange merchandise, to exchange work, to exchange a lot of things. So they be mining these files from the internet. They use their computers to get this Bitcoin together, and then they can change. They can also exchange for money, and is another type of currency.
Is it safe?
Yeah. How do you define safe?
Well, who controls Bitcoin? And is it a government?
Okay, so the government nor the banks, they don't have control of the Bitcoin. They don't, they cannot regulate it. Because as I told you, everybody can make it. These days, it's getting harder. The more Bitcoins you make, the harder it gets to make the next Bitcoin. So these days, it's harder. You might take like years of mining from your computer to make one Bitcoin. And after that, you might have spent more electricity making the Bitcoin than the value of the Bitcoin itself. So you might end up losing money. But no, nobody controls the Bitcoin. So it's a currency of the people.
So is Bitcoin a name of one of the cryptocurrencies?
Is the name of the one of the cryptocurrencies. It's the main cryptocurrencies. There are others.
Do you know the names of some others?
Yeah, Ethereum. Let me check some others in a second.
Because cryptocurrencies is like something in the internet, and it's money, currencies. Okay, so. It's interesting to know that Bitcoin is, I guess, the biggest one out there. They've been out there the longest, and they've got the biggest following. So I'm just curious to know if there are names of other ones out there that you might hear sometime in the future.
Here we go. Some other cryptocurrencies: Ethereum, Litecoin, Cardano, Polkadot, Bitcoin Cash. God.
That's a funny name.
Yeah, Stellar. There's a lot of other cryptocurrencies.
Okay. Cool. All right. And I know I've heard a lot about Bitcoin, but not the other one. So even Elon Musk, he invested a lot of his money. He wanted to get paid in Bitcoin because he believes in it. You know, it's kind of interesting because nobody, you know, in the governments can control that. They cannot enforce anything about the Bitcoin. It's like you give the Bitcoin money from your bank account, you transfer it to their bank account, and then they give you a Bitcoin currency, like a document that says you own X number of Bitcoins or whatever. It's almost like stock, huh?
Yeah, actually, it's like... there is a whole another market for Bitcoin. So you will take your money from your bank, you send it to another bank, to a digital wallet, as we call it, and there you can exchange your dollars or reais for Bitcoin. And this Bitcoin is like a file. You can even put it on a hard drive and walk around with it. What are the risks? You might lose your hard drive. You can delete Bitcoins. So if you have a Bitcoin with you and you end up deleting it, then you just lost money.
Whoa, man. Well, I know that I have an iPhone, and I like iPhone because it's very dependable. And I know that if I lose my iPhone or if I have my iPhone stolen, I can download everything onto another iPhone and nobody can copy my information. That is so cool. But the Bitcoin on my iPhone, I wouldn't have a problem with that. It's just I don't understand 100% about Bitcoin, and that's why I wanted to have this discussion with you, because I know you're very very knowledgeable about investments and things like that, Landerson. So I thought that you would probably know a lot more than I do about Bitcoin.
In the case of the Bitcoin, it's pretty much like it's not like your iPhone, it's like your wallet. If you lose your wallet, you might recover your cards, like get another from the bank, but the money that was inside, you'll never see it back. You'll never have it back. And it's just like Bitcoin. If you download it to a hard wallet, to a wallet you can carry with yourself, which will be a hard drive, and you lose this hard drive, then your money is gone. Your Bitcoin is gone.
So I think it's best to keep it in the cloud until you want to use it, huh?
There are digital wallets, so you can keep them there. So you, if you don't have to walk around with it, because anyways, you only use it on the internet. So there's no reason for you to be walking around with a wallet full of Bitcoins.
And I think it's more, that's why they call it crypto, is it's secure, okay? With cryptology or whatever you want to call it, the security software, and it's a type of money in a sense, because you're giving your money in exchange for their money, and hopefully you can use it in the future. So anyway, why aren't these very popular yet?
Why they aren't
Yeah, why
popular?
aren't they very popular yet? The Bitcoin is like the government's not legislating, they're not ruling it, they're not controlling it, and so it doesn't seem like the public has really embraced it very much yet. Only the ones who are adventurous and risk takers, it seems.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. A lot of people rely on the media, on the government, to tell them what is safe and what is not, what to do and what to not to do. So as I told you before, the government cannot have the power to control this cryptocurrency, because it's everybody's money. Everybody can make it. It might be in a lot of places. They cannot generate Bitcoin when they need the government. I mean, they will have to like go through the same process as everybody else. So it's hard for you to take control of something that is already a monster. And the media will never tell you like buy Bitcoins, because to buy Bitcoin, you will like exchange this Bitcoin for your money, for the currency the government actually control. They keep track of it. They can tax you. They can tax you your money. They can like charge you like, oh, we know you made like 100,000 this year, so we want to 20, 50%.
So where is the Bitcoin companies? Where are they located? Are they in offshore accounts or something like this? How do they stay like away from the government touching them?
Oh, it's because it's something they cannot control, actually. For example, how would the let me think. Okay, the government, they want to take the Bitcoin, but they cannot, because it's on the clouds. It's something that is personal. They cannot invade your personal account. That would be like stealing, you know.
I know they want to do that.
They want to, but they cannot. And the other thing is that this Bitcoin is decentralized. That there are companies that, for example, these digital wallets I talked about, they have your Bitcoin in something, in a storage or something, on a cloud, a private cloud, but it's not theirs. You know, they might receive a fee to keep your Bitcoin safe, your cryptocurrency safe, but it's not theirs. So the government, the police, they cannot just storm the place and be like, oh, we seizing all the Bitcoin, because it's not the companies, it's everybody. So
Yeah, so I'm curious, like, if you think about the cloud is based on servers, which is like a big computer that controls your information. And the server controls our information in a secure place. And it also basically guarantees that they have a backup electrical system so that they will never lose control of their power, those types of things. So if that exists, there's a physical server somewhere in the world. I'm just wondering if they're located in a country like Brazil. You know, you think that there are Bitcoin servers in Brazil?
Oh, I'm not sure. But yeah, I don't think there are some some servers in Brazil.
You know, I know a little bit about the computer system, the network of the internet, and so they probably have repeater servers in Brazil that allow the information to be saved on that server as a backup, so that if you need to access it, it'll go through. You know, since you're in Brazil, I'm in Brazil. We would use that server, and then that connects to the other server that controls everything as the big brain of it all. But I'm just wondering if those companies are on offshore accounts, or they're actually in a country like the United States or England, Australia, whatever, because then they might be regulated. You know, there might be some regulation if they're physically with their servers in another country. That's just a point of curiosity that I have right now about that.
Oh, I got you. I'm actually looking at some companies that are they you can like trade the currencies, and you can save the currencies there as a wallet. Like, for example, Coinbase, their headquarters are in San Francisco.
So California. That's in the United States. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just checking some others here.
I know I've heard a little bit about the United States government talking about cryptocurrencies, indicating they really don't want to get into it. So it's a little bit complex when you're talking about people investing. I mean, because we could all invest in, what is that game? It was called GameStop or something like that. What was the name of that?
The GameStop, you're talking about the video game company?
Yeah, and it's like everybody was investing because there was a guy that was like an investor, and he says, oh, let me try something. So he told everybody in his group, like an Instagram group or something like that, hey, everybody, let's go invest in GameStop, and we're going to do this and do that. And they did it, and it's like it freaked the government out. You know, it's like the United States government was like, what is going on? You know, the Securities Exchange Commission, SEC, that controls stocks and bonds and all that with the investments, the normal investments, they say, what is going on with this company? This company was not doing good, and all of a sudden it's like getting billions of dollars. So that was kind of crazy, man.
It was great. Like, a lot of people, they did it on Reddit. You know Reddit?
Yeah, maybe that's the one it was, the social media, Reddit.
Yeah. So they took a lot of people, and they started buying like GameStop stocks. Uh-huh. And on the other side, there were like hedge funds. And they were
that had short. Invested already. They were invested in this company, right?
Yeah, but they weren't investing, like buying the company. They were actually selling short, which is you bet against the company.
So you bet against the company doing well.
Yeah, if its profit drops, if the stock market, the stock value drops, it's profitable for the hedge funds.
Okay, but that's another discussion, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
That's complicated, a little bit complicated until you think through it, everything, and understand it better.
Yeah, but basically what happened is the people went against the hedge funds, and the hedge funds, they were supposed to lose a lot of money. But then the SEC came together, and they stopped letting people buy the stocks.
Yes, that was probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, it was super crazy.
Yeah, it's like, why did the government get involved? Because some guy convinced all these people in this Reddit group, hey, let's do it. Because they knew that the people selling short, you know, the people that were betting against the company, they would freak out, and they did. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, with social media, things can really go crazy quick, you know, because everybody's involved and everybody's trying to do something. You know, even if you only buy $10 or $100 worth of a stock, that can cause a lot when you've got tens of thousands of people doing it.
Exactly.
That's what happened. Very interesting. So with this Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency, you know, it's a risk in my mind. What about you? What do you think about the investment in Bitcoin?
Well, just like a stock, Bruce, for example, if you buy a whatever stock, let's talk about Petrobras, for example. If you bought one stock for 30 reais, 20 reais, 10 reais, it doesn't matter the price. It doesn't matter where is it going, if it's going up or down, you still have one stock.
Right. So the value goes up and down.
Yeah. You just lose the money, actually, if the company go broke.
Right, if it goes to zero.
if they bankrupt. Mm-hmm. The Bitcoin is the same. So as long as there's value, it went from 1 cent to one cent to $60,000.
So what does that mean? One Bitcoin equals $60,000 now?
Yeah.
One Bitcoin. So the people who invested in the bank in the past, they actually have a lot of money right now.
They are. Yeah. Whoever held this Bitcoin to today, they made a lot of money.
It's like investing in Apple when Apple first started out, and now they're, you know, valued at so high, they probably split the stock and doubled everything. So, you know, that's just the way it is in stocks, in investments, that you can win a lot of money, you can lose a lot of money. So I don't know. It's like, I remember when the computer first came out, and it was with DOS. You remember the word DOS?
Yeah,
this, I think it's disk operating system, right? And so I said, oh yeah, I want to stay with DOS. But then something came out with called Windows. And I said, oh no, I don't want to get it. That's something new. I don't know it. I don't believe it's going to do anything. But man, Windows took over and DOS is no longer available. You know, I didn't invest money, but I did spend money on software. Everything was based on DOS. So after a while, my software was like bad. It didn't work anymore.
Oh yeah, that's how it happened on every electronic. They make you buy one, and then a few months. Apple is the king of doing this. Mm-hmm. It's the queen of doing this. They make you buy an iPhone, and 6 months later, there's an iPhone 2 and the 3 and the 4 and the 35.
Yeah.
And everybody who's like to consume, they gonna buy all of them.
Yeah, they want to buy the newest version.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what do you think the future of Bitcoin is? You think it has a favorable future?
Yes, I think it do. It is already having, because back in 2009, the Bitcoin was like 5 cents, 1 cent.
No and way. You're saying somebody invested 1 cent and got a Bitcoin, and now it's worth $60,000.
Exactly.
Wow, that's crazy.
And they probably didn't invest just 1 cent. They invested $10, $100,
right?
You know, some spared money.
But look at the difference. $10, now you have $60,000. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. You invested $10 on the Bitcoin at the price of, let me make a quick
calculation.
Yes, 1 second. So
okay.
Let's say you spent $10 on a Bitcoin that was worth 10 cents. Mm-hmm. So you bought like 100.
You bought 100 shares.
100 Bitcoins at that time. If you have it until today, you have 6 million.
Dude, that's what I want. I want 6 million.
Yeah. Everybody wants 6 million.
Okay, well, it was good. We talked a little bit about Bitcoin today. That was cool. Talked about investments. And we will always talk about money, honey. We need more money. So it was cool. A good conversation about Bitcoin. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. It was a nice, entertaining time for me. And I hope it was for you guys too. So, Leanderson, I don't know. I think we need to have another show next week, huh? Let's make another show, man.
Let's make another show. I'm down.
Okay, so Simply Economics is here for you guys to listen to something about economics, something about finances, and something about in our current environment, which now we're talking about Bitcoins, but we can talk about anything. So if you have any suggestions, send them out to us. You can send them to EBS Radio, and we'll get the information, and we'll try to get the show on the radio for you. So we appreciate you coming today. This is Uncle Bruce signing off, and
Anderson Silva. Bye, guys. See you next time.
See you guys. Have a nice week. Nice weekend. Bye-bye.